Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Now, Impact is where we discuss wonderful, wonderful stories. We have people who are making a fantastic contribution. Some you may know, some you may not know, companies as well. And this guy, he's called the Crazy Bike Guy. Him and his son are to pedal 40 days in Europe. They're going to be moving from Warsaw to Milan to support and amplify the voices of intellectually disabled adults. He is actually on the line with us. His name is Grant Cameron Smith. Thank you so much for your time, Grant. Good evening and welcome to Kaya.
Yes, good evening to you too. Thank you for having us. I'm here with Julian.
Hello, Julian. Hello, welcome. Not thank past you, your bedtime you. Yet, Julian.
Not yet.
So, Grant, you know, you are crazy. I really have to say this. You are a crazy bike guy. You really are mad. Tell me why this expedition and why Julian, I want you to answer for yourself, why you decided to join your dad.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's quite a long story. So in 2019, my dad rode from London to Istanbul by himself. At the time, I was 9 years old. And when he left, he made the promise to me that, you know, when I was of age and when I could do it with him, he would take me with him, obviously. And, you know, this is the opportunity that we've been given. I mean, it's the perfect age for me now. Mm. And school's only going to get busier from here. And, I mean, it's just St. Peter's have been so, you know, supportive. I go to St. Peter's College in Sunninghill. And they've just been so supportive of my mission. And I think that's why, you know, at this time, it's, you know, been the perfect opportunity for me to go.
Grant, what was the big idea here?
Our whole intention was we wanted to achieve two things. Number one was to raise awareness of this amazing NPO called Logwood Village, where they have over 100 residents that have Down syndrome, autism, they suffer from major depression, brain damage, etc. And this incredible NPO desperately needs funding. Although they have government funding, it doesn't cover all their expenses. And Julian and I have visited and we've spent some time there and we've got to know people there. And we are in awe of what these incredible people do. And what we're trying to do here is not just, this really isn't about Julian and I. This is more about raising awareness and in the process also raising some funds for this incredible NPO.
Grant, where is Logwood Village?
Logwood is in Mildersdrift. So it's kind of near the cradle of humankind. And they've got just the most incredible facilities there. They've been around for many, many years. I think they started out initially in 1954. And they've now, and so there's people there that have been, the disabled people there that have been there, and I think the oldest resident is now 71 years old. That person's been there for 39 years.
Sure. You know, having spoken to people who run facilities like this, they say generally with other facilities, it's easy. People go on to do amazing things, come back and support it. But with a facility like this where people literally stay there for life, it's not easy to have them come back and bear testimony to the work being done. So you need people like yourselves to add your voices and support to institutions like this and this wonderful initiative.
Yeah, I think they are kind of forgotten. You know, as you say, there's no one going out and to bear testimony to what they're doing. So we kind of carrying the candle for them. And we've been very fortunate. We've had some amazing feedback from sponsors and
And people that have donated so kindly already. So not only, I think we've raised well over 200,000 rand so far, and we haven't left yet.
Yes.
So that's a great start for us. And I think as people follow us in our journey, and the journey itself is quite an interesting journey, as people follow us, we're going to be posting daily blogs that are going to be really very interesting about the food we eat, the kind of people we encounter, etc. We should hopefully during that process also raise, you know, a lot of additional funds that will be able to help Logwood.
So are you just maybe let's talk about the logistics. Are you traveling with the team? How are you going to do this?
Julian, would you like to talk about
yes,
this?
Yeah. Have a turn. We aren't with the team at all. It's just the two of us. With four bags. We're going to have two bags on one on either side of our bikes for the both of us.
Okay.
They're 25 liters, but the main issue for us is weight.
Yes,
the
of course.
The more you put on the bike, the more that you have to haul up that hill that slows you down.
Yeah.
But the logistics of it more are focused on the traveling, sleeping, finding a place to stay every night. That in itself is quite tricky. I mean, especially for my dad, he's experienced this before.
Mm.
We aren't going to work on a basis where we know where we're going to stay the next day.
Mm.
It all depends on weather and, you know, the route that we're taking. Any accidents that might have happened during the night or something like that, that might change the course of our day.
We know we're going to start in Warsaw, and we know we have a flight out of Milan.
Yeah,
we have a place to stay in Warsaw, and that is it. Nothing else. We have nowhere else to stay. No. And although we have a generalized route of where we're going to go, as Julian says, on any given day we could have very bad weather. Could have issues that we didn't know that we were going to come across on a given. And so our route would be significantly changed from what we initially envisaged. Either which way, though, on the crazybikeguide.com website, there's a little link that's like a Where's Wally kind of link.
Yes, yes.
It's an online satellite tracking, position tracking thing, and people will be able to see exactly where we are and where we've come from and where, that all those details.
Julian, how's the training going? Have you been training for this?
Yeah, no, we have. I did ride this afternoon.
Yes.
Earlier this afternoon, I did about 35 Ks just on the training bike. And we've done various rides. In Brits, in Hartebeespoort, we've done a great amount of riding. We did riding in Durban. We went riding in the Drakensberg over half term. We've really made use of every single opportunity that we have.
Mm.
We've done some tough rides. We've done some easier rides and longer rides, just trying to prepare for most scenarios. We went on a ride in Brits 2 or 3 weeks ago where actually we figured out most of our problems. There were screws that came off we had issues. It was a little bit longer than we expected. Training's going well. I'm feeling fit. My dad's feeling fit. I think we're ready to tackle this.
Grant, I mean, I know you said earlier this is not about you and Julian, but what a special thing to do for your son. This is going to be quite a moment for the two of you. You know, you'll be relying on one another. It's going to be quite special, I think.
I think you're right. At the end of it, I think we're going to come back and maybe he might not want to talk to me again.
I doubt it, Grant.
It's one of these. It's one of these things where it doesn't matter how you're feeling. You've got to keep pushing through
together
because the clock is ticking. You know, I think in total we leave next Friday, and we come back on we fly out of Milan on the 10th. So Friday week we leave. Sorry, and the clock's ticking. I think in total we've got 4 days up our sleeve where if things go wrong, we break our bikes or. there's incredibly bad weather, etc. We have that. Although, having said that too, the route started off at about 1,900 kilometers. I think we're up to 2,300, maybe 2,400 kilometers. So it's kind of grown as we've found interesting places we've wanted to visit and show people that are following us.
Sure. What a special way to raise funds. You're saying you're almost at about 200K that you've raised so far. Where do people donate? What else can people send you? What else do you need?
Well, okay. So the easiest way for this is for them to go onto our crazybikeguide.com website, and there's some links there. Julian?
I've also got an Instagram page up where I post, you know, a lot of our training rides and a lot of the news of our rides on my Instagram. There's our main poster and a lot of photos from our rides and the people at Logwood.
What's your handle, Julian?
It's julian.cc.s, julian.cc.s. And that is where a lot of the updates actually happen.
Also, on our Crazy Bike Guy website, there's a button for donations. There's another button for people to join our WhatsApp broadcast group. So, and then each day as we release a blog of what's happened, they'll see a link on that WhatsApp group, and that will allow them to go and have a quick look. So our idea is that maybe a 2-3 minute read each day, just to see what kind of crazy stuff we've done. And on that group or on that website also is a donate button, plus the banking details should people want to do an EFT directly to Logwood. But there is a donation button that goes through the Give and Gain, the website, that allows people to donate to Logwood. The thing about this is, whatever people donate, that full amount goes to Logwood. Julian and I are covering all our own expenses in getting this done.
That is really, really incredible. Congratulations, guys. I mean, I know you haven't left yet, but this is quite something that you're putting in your time, and also as your funds as well, as you said, Grant. It's really, really wonderful. Julian, all the best to you as well. Hey, we'll be tracking, watching. We will be waiting at the airport when you get back too.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And we all do, on behalf of Logwood as well. I mean, every single little bit of support helps, whether it be sharing a story or sharing our link to our website, joining the broadcast group, donating $5. Every single little cent goes towards a great cause, and it really just helps us push Logwood further.
Grant, all the best. It's really wonderful. Thank you for doing this. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, guys. All the best. Grant Cameron Smith as well as Julian as well. They're going to be headed to Warsaw. They'll be riding for about 40 days all the way to Milan, raising funds for Logwood Village. So go to their platforms, Crazy Bike Guy. That's where you can get all the details. That's the website you go to see, you know, how do you watch them, where they're going, all of the activities, as well as joining a WhatsApp group if you like. You can also donate there, click through, and then you will be able to donate. Really, essentially, is to raise funds for Logwood Village. Logwood Village hosts adults who are mentally challenged. And as you know, sometimes they're there for years with no real support. So this is really to raise funds for this particular village. And they need every single cent they can get. Julian and Grant are sitting at about 200K, so let's try get them more money, please. Maybe let's double that if possible.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.